Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Let the fun begin. This week, as usual, some great music, and we'll be taking a look at some of the latest news to come from Asian entertainment world. And starting us off, a Chinese singer based out of Vancouver who goes by the name of Qu Wanting, with the song off her second album, Say the Words. The track is titled Love Ocean, which is simply to describe the vastness of this love, the way it surrounds a person. But this song is, it's not about loving another person, but it's about her love for the music and how it's always there and how she loves the way it's created and perfected. So spreading the love for the music, Qu Wanting, Love Ocean, coming right up.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Thank you.
Chu Wanting, Love Ocean, a very good song for you. You know, you can really tell that she is passionate for the music, and that's what makes her song so beautiful. And you don't have to really understand the language or speak it to be able to appreciate it. And another thing that makes music so amazing is the variety. Every song, every genre has something that makes it special. So the next song is not really a pop song, as it's actually off the official soundtrack for a television drama, and I actually very recently got into this drama, and dramas usually aren't my thing, so, but I know there are some people out there who like it. The show is called 少年杨家将, or The Young Warriors of the Yang Clan, or simply The Young Warriors. It's a drama from China based on a series of folk stories that were based on real people and events. Yang Men Hu Jiang is a very famous folk story from China based on the real-life general Yang Ye and his seven warrior sons, who all fought for the Song Dynasty in China. The story is very well known and has been made into dramas and movies countless times, and this particular drama stars an actor by the name of Hu Ge, who happens to sing this song. The song is titled 告诉他我爱他, which means tell him I love her. So a quick language lesson, very quickly. In Mandarin, in Chinese, when we say him or her, it's pronounced ta, but it's only a slight difference in the way the characters are written that changes this meaning. But since we're on radio, I can't show you. You'll just have to take my word for it. The song has a certain R&B feel to it, yet some parts of the composition keep the song distinctly Chinese. And, you know, let this song act as an inspiration to all those who are getting ready to make a confession, whether it's to a him or a her, regardless if you're a him or a her. Like the song's lyrics say, you could buy them flowers, or just ask how they're doing. Keep it simple. Show that you care. That's coming up next. Hu Ge, tell him I love her. And after that, get ready for a change of pace with K-pop boy band Sea Clown.
愿意，我想给他。 Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
We are back, and right before the break, we heard Sea Clown, Narang Manna, titled Let's Love in English. Sea Clown stands for Crown Clown, something a little bit more urban, not really pop. They've been getting more attention lately, so if you like what you hear, you'll want to keep an eye on them. Next up, the girl group that refuses to conform to the norms of K-pop girl groups, FX, is back with their new track Red Light off their third full-length album of the same name. It combines a bit of urban, some hip-hop feel, as well as a little bit of electro at the chorus. And to say the very least, it's an interesting track. And again, they aren't the conventional girl group, and every member brings something unique to the group. Once you think about it, FX, since it is a calculus equation that changes based on the variable X, which would affect the entire system and the entire equation like that, is really quite fitting, the name FX, for a group that is unique and really, really offers something different every single time. So let's check that out right now. FX, Red Light.
Yeah.
That was FX's Red Light. Many girl groups in Korea do not venture beyond the styles and images that are associated with female pop artists. FX definitely set themselves apart through this, and it's a shame that they're still a fairly underrated group, so do show them lots of love. They're different in a very, very good way. Next is a special track. Since it is the oldest song today, and probably the oldest song I've played up until now, it's by Harlem Yu. Yu Chengqin. Harlem is one of the most respected Mandarin pop artists alive. He's referred to as the god of pop music in media for all of his contributions, not just to Mandarin pop music, but to all of Asian entertainment. And just 3 days ago, it was his 53rd birthday. And it's amazing that he's still active and he's still working on music to this very day. So in honor of one of the very best in the industry, a song titled Gai Bian Suoyou De Cuo, which means Righting All the Wrongs, from his fifth studio album of the same name, released back in 1990. So this is a little throwback Thursday for you all. Harlem Yu, Righting All the Wrongs, coming up now.
Thank you.
Harlem U, Righting All the Wrongs. It is it's got a very classic R&B feel to it, as Harlem is credited as being the first artist to experiment with the R&B genre in Chinese music before going rock in his later work. It is an old song, and unfortunately, Harlem's music is not getting as much attention these days as it used to, but that's only natural. Some pop artists, they just fade a little bit over time. But he's still one of the most iconic artists of all time, so if any are interested in going back to the roots of modern pop music in China, or Chinese pop music in general, he's someone you'll want to check out some more. So happy birthday to Harlem. Hopefully he'll have a new album soon. Now is that time of the show where we catch up on some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world and see what's happening in the personal lives of celebrities once again. It's time for Asian entertainment news. First up, from Korea, Suri of FX has decided to go on hiatus. Earlier this month, FX made their comeback with Red Light and began promotion as five members. Not too long after, however, Suri was absent and her label, SM Entertainment, dismissed all speculation, saying she was dealing with a severe cold. However, her continued absence in group activities soon drew more attention from fans, so last week, on July 25th, SM released a statement saying that Suri would be going on hiatus to recover from physical and mental exhaustion stemming from several malicious rumors that have been spreading about her, including the rumor that she is pregnant, this rumor has been going around for a few months now. This goes back to late last year when she was rumored to be in a relationship with rapper Cheja of Dynamic Duo, who is 14 years her senior. Not too long ago, pictures of what was rumored to be Cheja's lost wallet surfaced on the internet, and it shows that the wallet contained a picture of Suri, and the wallet was confirmed to be his, but there are still no further statements from either party regarding the nature of their relationship. Regardless of what's going on, dealing with such rumors is not fun for anyone. Hopefully, this issue is resolved soon, and if the two of them are in a relationship, they won't have to be maybe constantly hiding it from the public in the near future. Next, fans of K-pop can rejoice knowing that there will be a new group to listen to soon. SM Entertainment has unveiled the lineup for their new girl group called Red Velvet. It is the label's first new group since 2012 when EXO debuted, and the first new girl group since 2009. The four members of the group, it's made of Sergi, Irene, Wendy, who are part of a project called SM Rookies, and another member named Joy, who was also trained by the label. SM Entertainment has stated, Red Velvet brings together velvet, which is associated with softness and femininity, and the color red, which is associated with passionate feelings, saying that the group will seek to impress with their sophisticated music and polished performances. They are expected to debut next week on August 4th with the song Happiness, so please do look forward to that. It's always interesting to see what these new artists, this new generation, can offer. Moving on, Chinese actress Tang Wei has tied the knot. The actress married her fiancé, South Korean director Kim Tae-yong, 2 weeks ago in secret, and representatives of both parties have confirmed this. They announced they were marrying in fall, which is still going to happen, but the two of them exchanged vows early in front of the house of the late famous director Ingmar Bergman in Sweden, where he lived while he was alive. The two of them invited only Swedish friends, and their families will join them at the official wedding when fall comes around. Tang Wei was recently spotted at a Sydney airport in a wheelchair, which have once again sparked rumors of her having a shotgun wedding due to being pregnant. But she was spotted not too long ago with bandages on her right leg, so fans are refuting these rumors, saying that she hurt herself while filming. At a recent skincare product endorsement event, this ties in very nicely with this next piece of news. Regarding the skincare product endorsement, she was spotted with what reporters are calling a baby bump. The actress appeared at the event with a body-hugging dress and 2-inch heels, unintentionally revealing this bump. So it's raising speculation as to whether she is indirectly announcing her pregnancy. She has since dismissed rumors of her rejecting acting roles due to pregnancy, and saying she is still looking for still looking for scripts and still looking for jobs, and only responded with a smile when asked by reporters if she would not be taking any action roles in the near future. Whether or not these rumors are true is besides the point now. The two of them have been in a stable relationship for a while now, and now that they have officially tied the knot, all the best to the two of them and congratulations on their new family that is coming soon, or at least soon enough. So that is going to do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week for more news, but for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101.
The Jalagas issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, we're back, and now it's Jam Xiao Xiao Jingteng. Jam is one of the biggest stars in the Mandarin pop world right now, and his fan base is very extensive, and just a little while ago, he was having some problems with an overzealous fan from Japan. Hey, that actually rhymes. I didn't realize that. Jam's talent knows no bounds, and his powerful voice is loved by many. He's famous for making a huge mark on the music industry with no formal music training, no high-profile connections, and no real major backing. He made it to where he is solely through his talent and his hard work and determination. So this song is actually a request. It was requested by a listener last week, and he sent this in by email. So if you have a request for the show or a song you think is nice, do send it to me. It's simply asianwave101@gmail.com. All under case, the song requested is called "这首歌," which means this song off his seventh studio album released last month called The Song. Now we're going to get in right into it. It is Jam Xiao, 这首歌, coming right up.
拥有我一切。
Jam Xiao on Asian Wave 101, a very rare talent. Jam is a very versatile artist, and his voice is suited to many genres of music, including jazz, R&B, and just ballads in general. It's got so much strength, yet it's still clear and it's soothing. Surveys have shown he is considered the best Mandarin singer of the 21st century. Standout talent, standout music, something everyone can appreciate. Next is our Canadian artist feature of this week, and this week an R&B singer that made some pretty big waves back in 2006 and 2007. It is George Nozuka. Some of you may recognize his name. He got a fair amount of attention for his song Talk to Me and the song Lie to Me a few years back, but he's mostly been doing his music on his own for the past few years. And for those of you that don't know him, he's a singer, born in New York and lived in Canada from when he was a child. He's a singer-songwriter, producer, and he dances as well. And he usually performs as under the mononym of just George. So the song from him is called Up to You from his album Believe, which was released in January of last year. It's all about trying something new with your lover, and from a guy's perspective, it's letting her make decisions on where to go on a date, what to eat, what to do, all that good stuff. So that's coming up next, George Nozuka, Up to You on Asian Wave 101.
Resist, but I must confess, it's been way too long since I've taken you out. Do you have plans later on? Girl, let's twist and shout. I want us to be spontaneous, baby. Have I told you that you're beautiful lately? If you wanna hit the club, oh.
George Nozuka up to you, another very talented Canadian artist that really needs some more attention. He came out with a new album not too long ago, and you can find that on iTunes. He makes good music, and he even has a YouTube channel active now, so you can see him doing the occasional covers, and his music videos are on his channel too. Go check him out. Next track is also a little different. This song is in Cantonese, which is not usually featured on the show, but it's still Chinese music, and many artists from Chinese-speaking areas perform in two or more different languages in order to work in different industries. So the song is by Chinese singer Jem, who is active more in Hong Kong, despite being originally from Shanghai, and the song is from a different edition of her album 18, released in 2010, and the song is called All About You. Now, my Cantonese is not great at all. In fact, it's more non-existent than anything else. It's worse than my already pretty bad Korean. And, you know, from what I can gather, the song is about being hurt by previous relationships, and yet the pain is eased by finding the one, finding happiness again, and finally leaving the pain behind, you know, getting over all these nightmares of horrible relationships that just weren't working out properly. So that's coming up next, a special Cantonese feature, Gem All About You, coming up now.
See, hey, I am late. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Gem All About You, a great song from one of the most popular young artists active in the Chinese-speaking part of the world right now. R&B lovers will for sure love her music because the music, it's very R&B, and her voice has a certain charm to it that isn't very commonly found in Chinese artists, and I can't really describe what it is, but it's very nice, and do go and check out more of her music. Like I said, that song was in Cantonese, something that isn't regularly featured on this show. I didn't really understand any of it, and if there's anybody out there who did understand it, please feel free to tell me, because I want to learn. This is a learning space. It's what it's all about. Anyway, we're going to move on now. The next song is it's by a young singer who only just debuted, and she goes by the name of Chen Minju. Minju originally became known to the public through her participation in season 2 of the Korean audition show K-Pop Star. She was given the name Little Boa by the queen of K-Pop, Boa herself, for her exceptional dancing and singing. So this song is the very first she has ever released, and it's called Bibyeol, meaning Goodbye Rain, and it's a collaboration with a rapper by the name of Yuna Kim, not to be confused with the figure skater Kim Yuna. That's entirely different. Yuna Kim was originally a YG Entertainment trainee, and the song also features a male singer by the name of Hyungyu, who is part of a duo called Bromance. Yes, I really did just say that. There is a duo in Korea called Bromance. Anyway, even though it's Minju's song, she doesn't actually have any verses and only sings the chorus, which is a little unfair considering Yuna has already officially debuted, and even the featured artist has more prominent parts than Minju does. But let's check it out first. Jun Minju, Yuna Kim, Goodbye Rain.
Holding hands and laughs together, but we had to end this way with more time. It could have been okay. 시간도 있었다면 괜찮았을 텐데. 들릴 수 없기에 창밖을 홀로 바라봐 답답하게. 지나간 우리 추억들에 멈춰버린 내 심장. 그리움에 시달려도 서럽게 외치는 나. 견딜 수 없는 아픔 무게 나 무너지네. 지옥 같은 하루하루 take this pain away.
쉬워줘 그냥 그렇게 헤어지자 말 한마디는 다 끝인 거죠. 어젯밤에 그대처럼 하루하루가 마치 왼쪽 가슴에 상처가 난 것처럼 숨도 못 쉴 것 같죠. 난 두려워.
I lost without you. 거짓말인 것 같아. 무슨 몇 명이라도 내게 해줄래. 원망할 수가 있게. I lost without you. 아침이 오면 혹시 네가 돌아올까봐 바보 같은 내 모습. 비가 오네 이런 밤에 넌 떠났고 남아 이 거리에. 자꾸 waiting waiting waiting. 자꾸 waiting waiting waiting. 기다리네 정말 일어날게. 넌 다시 눈 오지 않을 텐데. 자꾸 waiting waiting waiting. 자꾸 waiting waiting waiting. 생각나네
괜찮겠죠. 저는 일도 바쁘게 하고 그렇게 시간 가면 언젠가 잊혀질까.
Yeah, I say 망설임도 없이 떠나버리는 너의 뒷모습이 차가워 보이고 계속 멀어져만 가네. 왜 이렇게 끝날 수밖에 없었던 걸까. 머릿속 만약이란 상상할게. 너와 나 그대로 멈춰. You're my love without you.
피가 난 것만 같고 외로움이
안개처럼 날 감싸고 앞이 안 보여서 밤이고 낮이고 구분이 도저히 안 돼 길고 긴 이 밤은 기다리기만 해 매달리지 않겠다고 미련을 놓겠다고 하면서도 I just can't seem to let you go 언제나 어디서 어떻게든 네 옆에서 서 지켜 우리의 엔드라는 건 없어 Never, that's right, never I'm lost without you
전민주, Goodbye Rain. It's a shame that she doesn't sing more on her own song, but debuts aren't always groundbreaking work, and Minju is just getting started, and she definitely has the potential to be great, so she just needs some more time, and I'm really excited to see what Little Boa can bring in the future. Now, for our last track of the day, a song from one of the most respected artists in Korea's underground hip-hop scene. He goes by the name of Swings. Swings, also known as Moon Swings, is a rapper originally from the States who went back to Korea to pursue his career. And his well-put-together rhymes and his perfected flow have earned him the name Punchline King. And he's currently a judge on the show Show Me the Money, kind of like conventional singing competitions, but for rappers. Now, the song from Swings is titled 이겨 내 거야, which means roughly, I'll get through this, though it's titled Victorious in English, and it features AOMG's Gray on the hook, and it's a very uplifting song, so just chill out, sit back, vibe, and enjoy it, and I'll leave you with that. That will do it for this week's show. Remember, if you have a request for me or just a cool song that you want me to check out, send it to AsianWave101@gmail.com, all under case. And if you want to share your thoughts on some of the news this week, let me ask you, what do you think of all the rumors that have been surrounding female celebrities lately? Feel free to send me an email to the same address. I want to hear from you. Again, that's AsianWave101@gmail.com. If you need some captivating mythological tales and folk stories after all that music, do stick around for C-Morg right afterwards, hosted by Matab only on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Tune in again next week, same time, same place. Thank you, and do take care.
Yo, 내 이름 Swings, 이 나라 랩 장래 Prince. 대충 7년 전에 썼던 내 가사지. 언행일치했냐고? 글쎄 네가 말해봐봐. 답은 수학 같아서 간단해. 수수께끼가 아냐? 까놓고 말해줄게. 지하 속에서 보냈던 세월은 오늘을 위한 시간이었단 걸 늦게 배웠어. 이제야 이것지 아니 새로 태어난 듯. 뻔하지만 해볼래가 나비로 다시 깨어난 그 단계 도달했지. 이제 비 위에 날게. 아 맞다 모르는 분들이지 나 다시 소개할래. 내 이름 Swings. 나 야망 진짜 저런 감정 기복이 심각하고 목마를 때 눈물 먹어. 난 약은 사람 멀리에 특히 남의 업적에 묻어가는 놈 그래서 날 그렇게 보면 섭섭해 내 적들에게 물어봐 못생긴 새끼 내지 예미 예비 모르는 애지 혹도는 새디지 다 맞는 말이겠지 뭐 내 뒤에서 말할 땐 이 바닥에 누구도 내가 가볍단 말은 안 해 난 실력 없는 사람 싫어 그만두길 바라지 연예인 병 사자 쌈마이 취급받는 사람이 될 수 없어 가벼운 척하는 진지병 환자지 아 물론 여전 좋아해 이성애자 남자니 지금 만나는 분이 있어 이젠 진짜로 노력해 이성애자 얘기 나왔으니 말이야 한때는 homosexual 사람도 여자의 DNA 학습된 병이를 갖고 살았지만 성찰을 통해 그 불을 껐어 심판이 심판이야 이제 내 게임을 할 뿐 진보만이 답 그니까 이절로 가자
난 이겨낼 걸 모두 이뤄낼 걸 벽처럼 앞에 있는 벽을 다 밀어낼 거야 내 뼈를 깎아도 그래 솔직히 아파도 하나씩 다 무너뜨릴 거야 like domino
드라마보단 다큐 매미 교배한단 걸 난 그렇게 알았고 단체보단 한둘 또 필요
필요하지 상술 허나 멋있는 사람에게 마치지 박술 스스로 구리다고 생각하는 가수는 featuring 부탁 이제야지 맞춰게 준다 해도 난 내 음악을 더 존중하기로 했어 팬들이 부하게 해줬으니 이걸로 계속 이어갈게 난 약속해 우리 엄마가 부자가 되는 법 힙합 속에 있다는 거 다 신학처럼 확신해 그럼 힙합이 대체 뭐냐 답변 줄게 확인해 첫 번째 힙합은 시대 정신과 유행을 늘 곁에 두지 예시 하나를 줄게 지금 대세 장르 중 하나 하면은 랭 힙합과 퓨전하잖아 헛되되기 쉽지 두 번째 이건 약자를 위한 음악 잘 배운 채 부릴 깔고 보면 사양할게 goodbye 이겨내는 멀 강자에게 맞서기 나에게 그 강자는 서울이라는 박스지 박스 얘기 나오네 이건 마치 스포츠 경쟁력은 절대 뺄 수 없는 요소 꼭 알아둬 폭력과 체계적 격투는 달라 창의적이고 허위적이 윗 넘치는 가사는 꽤나 공평해 너가 날 치면 난 널 치지 내가 널 치면 당연히 또 넌 날 치지 스윙슨 돌고래 상어라도 빨리지 그래서 어떤 상대라도 내게 날 치지
난 이겨낼 걸 모두 이뤄낼 걸 벽처럼 앞에 있는 벽을 다 밀어낼 걸 내 뼈를 깎아도 그래 솔직히 아파도 하나씩 다 무너뜨릴 거야 Like Domino
난 이겨낼 거야
난 이겨낼 거야 난 이뤄낼 거야 혹처럼 앞에 벽을 밀어낼 거야 내 뼈를 깎아도 너무나 아파도 하나씩 무너뜨릴 거야 like dominoes 난 이겨낼 거야 난 이뤄낼 거야 혹처럼 앞에 벽을 밀어낼 거야 내 뼈를 깎아도 너무나 아파도 하나씩 무너뜨릴 거야 like dominoes
동생들 알아도 랩의 정수는 wordplay 빡세게 연습하면 생겨 예쁜 girlfriend 정치도 능력 이용해봐 모든 매체 용기를 가져 왜냐면 이젠 힙합이 대세
동생들 알아도 랩의 정수는 wordplay 빡세게 연습하면 생기지 예쁜 girlfriend 정치도 능력 이용해봐 모든 매체 용기를 가져 왜냐면 이젠 힙합이 대세
난 이겨낼 걸 모두 이뤄낼 걸 벽처럼 앞에 있는 벽을 다 밀어낼 걸
Abre tu corazón, abre tu mente,